Welcome to Mishnah Chachma. Parsha Naso discusses the Sota. There's a woman whose husband suspects her of being unfaithful, and he warns her not to be alone with a certain man, and she ends up in Yichud alone with that man. And therefore, she becomes usher to her husband until she drinks the Sota water. And Mishnah Chachma cites a Tosefta that this woman, for being in this situation, deserves a lot of poraniyot, meaning she deserves a lot of punishments. And when the pasuk tells us, if she did not lie with a man, she will get cleansed or cleaned by the water. She will get cleansed by the water. It's going to clean her from those poraniyot that were supposed to come to her. And the Mishnah Chachma explains here that the explanation of this Tosefta is that even if she is pure, meaning even she didn't sin, all it was a bad situation, nonetheless she is still worthy of punishment that's supposed to bring her an atonement because she was in this situation. She even hichnisa atzma the suffix zeh. By being alone with that man, she put herself in this situation where there's now a suffix. That alone is worthy enough that she needs some kind of atonement, possibly some kind of punishment, even if she didn't sin, but etzem, this inappropriate situation. Therefore, says the Mishnah Chachma, she has to go through this whole process. The Sota isn't just drinking water. You learn Masechet Sota and you read the Psukim and understand the Midrash Chazal about it. There's a whole ceremony. Her hair gets uncovered. Her clothing gets uncovered. So she's exposed to people. And then she drinks this water. This whole situation is rather disgracing and embarrassing. And then she drinks this water that's going to tell us whether she's guilty or innocent. Going through all that, that's what provides her atonement for her sin. Meaning, the waters tell us whether she's guilty or innocent of having done anything in that terrible situation. The embarrassment also, the drinking the water, and this whole process is to atone for the chait of being in this situation. For getting herself into this situation of having been alone, which is inappropriate. It's inappropriate for her to have been alone with this man. And that situation is bad enough, is worthy of reproach, just from being in that situation. I remember in a different context, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, there's a discussion of a former husband and wife who stay in the same inn, and Chazal say they need another get. And when Lichtenstein was discussing that sugya, it led to the discussion of yichud. And people tend to think, oh, what are the halachas of yichud about? He said, halachas of yichud are about one of two things when people discuss it. Either it's about keeping you from sinning, meaning if I'm not alone for them, I won't be, if I'm not alone with them, I won't be able to sin with them, meaning it prevents the temptation to sin. If you're alone, you may come to sin. That's what some think. Others think that yichud is about the outsiders and suspicion. If people see you two alone, they're going to think you did something inappropriate. That's also an explanation people give. Rav Lichtenstein said very clearly, yichud is a problem because it itself is inappropriate. It is inappropriate that this man and this woman should be alone or be in the same place alone together. That is in itself a problem. And that perspective of Yichud is what I thought of when I read this Mishnah Chachma. Because this Mishnah Chachma is saying, it's not only a question of did she do something, didn't she do something. Being in this situation where she aroused that her husband's suspicion, and then he told her, don't stay away from that guy, and now she ends up alone with him, that alone is enough to make her worthy of needing some kind of atonement. And that's what the Mishnah Chachma says. She goes through that whole process to atone for that. Those who want further reading, I would also compare this to the Sforno on the Korban Chatat in Vayikra Perek Hey. He also says that the, how do we explain that it's bringing a Korban for a Shogeg, etc. So Etzem, being in the situation where you could come to sin, is itself worthy of reproach, and therefore you have to avoid such a situation. You shouldn't even be in such an inappropriate situation. Shabbat.